Listen to Dungeons with Dudes. A podcast with dudes. Dungeons. Dragons. And flagons. Every other Sunday on the Journey into Comics Network.
The following
is a Journey into
Comics. Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Network.
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 Production.
Production.
I'm a dude who likes brews. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Juicy.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Brews with Dudes. I'm your host, Nick Maxson, sitting here with one hell of a panel. I'm excited. We've got the Podfather himself, Nate Phillips.
Yo.
We've got Zach Davidson.
Hello.
Tyler Heritage McLaughlin.
Ready to get juicy.
Austin. The Hill. Hill.
I love that.
I'm very tired, man. I don't have a lot of...
But you're still hanging with them boys.
Them boys.
He's still trying to make that work.
I can see him through the swamp, Mr. Chris Kerrigan.
Yo.
I can feel your presence.
Watching you, bro.
I see your beautiful eyes. All right.
Oh, thank you.
We're sitting here at LaffyCon 5. 5? God damn.
Yeah.
I got to stop cursing because there's children out there.
They've heard worse from the president.
They have.
Just saying.
They have.
JS.
So we're sitting here, and we are going to be enjoying 6 delicious beers from 450 North. I think at the last LaffyCon, when we did an episode, it was all 452.
Yeah.
It's the good stuff.
It is. It's the juiciest stuff.
It is. This is actually their 420 release.
Yes.
So everything has somewhat of a theme. I'm ready to drink, so let's just get on into it, shall we?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for this.
Austin is going to be our official pourer.
Pour master.
Pour master. That's a little better. Yeah. What are we starting out with, Austin?
I've got the 420 juice here. It's a New England-style IPA, 6% ABV. This one was actually the release last year, and it's one of their staples of the 420 release they do.
It's one of my favorites.
It's good stuff.
I don't think I've tried this one before. 420 juice, is that what it's called?
420 yeah. juice, yep.
I'll tell you what's in it, but it's not labeled.
Fair point.
They don't want us to know.
On a week-to-week basis, while that was a stocking item inside of the Podcastrophy household, I battled Blaine to the death every Tuesday for the remainder of the stock.
Because it's that good.
And you're here.
Yes.
Victorious.
Yes.
Dick tried to walk on the stage earlier, and Tyler was like, absolutely not. Get off.
Get off now.
Go
stay away from my stage. It looks like pineapple juice.
Get that creamology.
It's incredibly hazy.
Yeah, that looks super hazy.
It's also incredibly delicious.
I'm excited to try it, for sure.
There we have it. Hazy equals delicious.
So I guess we've already technically done this beer on the show before, but we've not done this version.
Because it's a new batch, right?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, it definitely is a new batch, but I don't know if they tweaked the recipe or anything. So it could very well be the exact same recipe, but...
Sure.
I don't know.
So is that the only one in the line that is an already before done? Thank you, Austin.
Yes.
Cool. These are all new. It's exciting. They're so colorful. God, the art for the 450 cans is amazing.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, sir.
It smells like pineapple juice. Mm-hmm. Straight up.
I ain't complaining.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to chug this entirely too fast.
That'd be the citra hops you're smelling right there.
To LaffyCon.
To LaffyCon. 5th annual. Oh, yes.
Juicy. Oh, yeah.
That's so smooth, too.
Nate didn't taste his.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's like beer, what beer?
Yeah, that's a
real nice. Man,
I'm surprised the cup's not sucked inside out.
It was tasty. I had once I started drinking it, it kind of couldn't leave my mouth, and now it's all tingly feeling in the best
you just can't
way.
Put it
I think
down.
That's very forward with the Citra and Mosaic, really bring out that really fruitiness of it, and that kind of little bit of crispness at the back
absolutely
of it.
Absolutely delicious. Was delicious.
Crisp. Christmas, not Christmas, as I mumbled.
Merry Christmas. No, it's not. We've had Christmas beer.
Well, technically 420 is a Christmas to some people.
Yeah. Christmas of sorts.
It is, yeah. I don't get this beer unless I'm down here with you guys. They don't stock it up in our area. Like, I mean, I think the closest thing we have is like BrewLink has a couple beers on shelves.
They just released
a, what do they do? The Pretty Pretty Awkward Milkshakes? They just released a pineapple one.
Ooh. No, they did not.
That sounds
Oh, I got to get down to BrewLink.
Yeah. You like, literally just stunned the entire panel.
That's what I'm here for, man. Stunning.
I need to fan Zach because otherwise he's going to faint.
Are you all right over there, Mr. Davidson?
Dude, those slushies, I'm telling you. They're worth it.
The slushies or the milkshakes?
Or the milkshakes, rather. But slushies, too.
All of it.
All of it. All if it's good. Pineapple,
hot and
I want it
now,
in me.
That's, all right. That's it.
Oh, man.
Moving on.
Out with the old, in with the new. What do we have coming up next? The trichome?
Yes, this is the trichome.
Triple IPA.
It is a triple dry hop, triple IPA.
Triple the power.
The label's actually really cool. It's all purpley, and it's got big hop snugs on it, and it's got little, like...
Those aren't buds.
Magenta
flares
and flames all over it. This is a 10.5% ABV.
Ooh, wow.
Party boy. Yeah. So this is a kicker. Thick boy.
It's beefy.
So for those unfamiliar, when he says it's 10.5%, that's more than double what a normal beer, like your Coors or a Budweiser or a Bud Light.
Beer.
It's twice as much alcohol content.
Drink less.
And 10 times drunk. The flavor.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
There's 10 times.
You like that voice?
Trichome, is that a term that is specific to beer? Where's that name
trichome?
From? Yeah.
I believe trichome refers to marijuana.
I believe that's a ganj thing.
Missed it.
This entire series is...
It's all 100%.
It's all
420
like
themed.
Some sort of 420 themed name, like something that would be linked to a stoner lingo.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know if I was missing something in the beer. I was like, what does that mean?
At least they kept it classy.
It's fine.
I mean, for the holiday, they kept it classy. Insane.
So, have you tried this one privately before yet? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have had this one.
Okay. And this is a question I've always wanted to ask on this show, but like, you guys go to a lot of the releases. Do they have this beer on tap as well?
Yes.
So is it a different experience getting it on tap versus canned?
Yes, because what we have learned to do generally is to, when we get our cans, we'll let them sit for several days to a week.
Age a little bit more.
And we usually go in and get a flight. We get a sample of all of them, so we have an idea.
Oh.
And you can absolutely tell the difference in just 1 week of sitting in a can.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
You guys are like legitimate beer connoisseurs. It amazes me, your guys' show, honestly. Thank you, sir.
We doing it.
This is hazy again.
This is incredibly hazy.
Oh, my God. It's like swamp juice.
We thought the last beer was hazy, but man.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Oh.
Thank you.
Dank.
Wow.
As I said, it's
you said, I like what you did there.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers up, boys.
Cheers, guys.
I like that we're in visit cheersing.
Oh, wow.
That is so smooth.
Oh, my God, that is good. This is my first time having this. Like, I was made the trip down there for this release.
Can't tell at all. It's beautiful and delicious.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's incredibly dangerous.
You could easily put this down and be like, oh, man, I messed up.
Oh, yeah. When we refer to drinking beer as dangerous, it means that you could put it down really easily without understanding that you're
going to be as
you're going to be in trouble.
You're endangering the life of yourself and others.
Before you know it. Right. This release, I wasn't able to do the whole flight thing like we normally do because there are so many people down there. Like, we're actually pretty forward in line. I was 96 in line, which is actually a pretty good spot.
Out of
what
hundreds.
Time did you guys get there in the morning?
A couple hundred?
I got there at 6 in the morning.
Whoa.
I think there was close. Was it 400?
The release was at 11.
One?
What's that?
How many people were at the last one? Was it 400 or 300?
Try this?
400.
Please do.
For the 420 release, there's 400 people.
Holy cow.
It's out of control.
That's insane.
And there was at least, what did they say? Was it 100 by 6 a.m. or 200 by 6 a.m.?
People were lined up.
There's 100 by 6 a.m. when I got there. I was 96, so at 6 a.m. there was 100 people. I think there was another 100 people there by like 6:37 because like after I got in line, I know I saw at least another 20, 30 people walking up and getting in line behind me.
That's just like timed it perfect.
And then you think about it, there's also people just constantly streaming in throughout the day as well.
Yeah. But this release, they actually did it really well because normally you have to sit there in line and you're outside dealing with all that all day and you just kind of set up your lawn chairs, whatever, you're trying to hold your spot. This time, a little after 6, they came out and started giving armbands to people, so you had your number. So you had your spot locked in line.
Awesome. I remember they did that, the release.
Which actually made it really awesome because then me and Dongo was there and two more of our friends, Brett Maxwell, was there. Went back to my truck, started it up, and just took a nap.
Nice. That's great, actually.
It was perfect.
Locked in. I'm going to get in, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
But we went in, like, afterwards, we were like, well, one of my friends that was there that went with us, this is the first time he'd ever been a beer release, so he had all these questions, like, all these things, and it was just, like, it was silly, because it, like, completely didn't make sense, or why would you be asking that question, but to me, because I've been to a bunch, but to him, he's just, like, clueless, just going in like blind and like not having any
idea. So blind that he had questions. You were like,
and like he didn't even question why we're leaving early. He just figured that's what you had to do. So he's down. But we get there and we were gonna like get the pizza and stuff from 450, get our flight and all that. But we got in and it was packed. There was a line from the bar that went back to the second door, almost all the way up to the main door.
Whoa!
Just for the bar. All the tables were full, and then on the winery side, that line was up to the door already, too.
Oh, man.
And there were still people standing all around the place waiting to be seated.
And it's gotten really bad in terms of being overcrowded in the past couple releases, but it's been happening. Like, it's been building up to that for almost a year now.
A bit longer.
They're actually getting ready to open a new facility. Bigger restaurant space, more fermenter space to keep
it's
up.
It's huge.
You know, you're losing on these releases 100, 200 people coming in and eating your food because you just don't have the room for it.
Supply and demand, yeah.
It's money left on the table, like literally.
It is.
We've
done little thought experiments, and we're sure that on one given beer, they're making $40,000-$50,000.
A release.
On one beer. So if there's six beers and they sell all of it, they're making
fucking
money
of thousands of.
It's wild,
man. Making it's crazy too because Three Floyds is going through a remodel. They're going to like upgrade their space too up by where I'm at.
Yep. So haven't they already once?
They're doing almost like a museum or something.
This when
they
announced that shortly before they announced the new pricing on their beers and stuff because they redid that because they're up in quantity and ones they're pulling quantity down from because other ones are pulling more demand. Like, the price is adjusted to what beers are going fast and what beers aren't.
Nice. Let's dive into the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring my mic up here with me so I can, you know, talk back.
Multitask.
So you can chat.
This next one up is the Sour Diesel Slushy XL. It's a smoothie style Berliner Weiss with blackberry, boysenberry, blackcurrant, and plum.
It sounds delicious.
Yes. I've never had a slushy, I don't think, of any kind of beer.
Really?
Yeah, this is my first.
Oh, you're in for a treat, my friend.
Cool.
The slushy is a
hands
450
down.
Thing, but they're all technically Berliner Weisses.
What? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But nobody... We need one more, Austin.
Oh, yes, yes. Got to get one for Miss Jess.
What was I going to say? Oh, but nobody does Berliner Weisses like they do. Like, they're typically a Weiss would be sweet, but these are just sucker punches. Like, so tart.
They live up to that slushy name. You kind of get that kind of feel when you're drinking it.
Totally. I feel like we did the LaFiCon Brews with Dudes last year. You had a Berliner Weiss on that was really good, but it wasn't a slushy. It was something else.
It was called a Slurpee because they changed the.
Was I don't think it was the same company because it was
they used to call them Slurpees, but they had a.
Seven.
I think it was like four Slurpees in. They changed it to calling them slushies, but they had this kind of announcement. Oh, new name, but same great beer you're expecting.
Okay. So then I guess maybe I have tried a Berliner Weiss.
Interesting.
My bad. Or not a Berliner Weiss, but their kind of slushy thing.
Their take on it.
Oh, my God. That's purple beer.
It's
incredible.
It's different.
That's incredible.
I would say I always.
I feel like we need to get off the shirt that just says like "poor master," you know.
Poor master.
I was cooking.
Or dude, master poor.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
I do like that. Get your name stitched
God,
on
it's
the front.
Plum
of
crazy
it.
Perp.
The noises are necessary, folks. You gotta make
Don't get it so on yet. Stain.
You don't get the full scope of everything.
The people listening the are just like, "Wow, these noises are really in my ears."
I don't want to hear it.
Really enjoy it without the noises.
Cheesy.
Get a little preview.
Preview. I'm gonna top this one off in the end one because it's a little short.
What a gentleman.
You know, for my friends. You could
I love that
LaffyCon's
bumping this year.
It is. We're having fun.
Heck yeah. Ooh, I'm going to have to race you at some point. We got to remember to do that. I just remembered right now, and I was like, oh, shit. I haven't practiced in like 2 weeks.
No, I haven't practiced either.
No.
Thank you.
And if Miss Jess Wadley is listening, tomorrow. I have one set aside tomorrow.
When I get a good night's sleep.
Same. I think we're both suffering. It might be funnier, though, if we did it today.
Oh.
Like, we're not like
that'd be a
drunk
task.
Mario driving. Yeah. Maybe.
Don't drink and drive Mario version. Right?
That's a game. That's
it
fun.
Is a game. All right.
Well,
I got some milk.
No further ado.
Atlanta.
Cheers up, boys.
Boop. Mm.
Just smelling it is just
what
enough.
The? Oh, that's good flavor.
That's just juice, folks.
This is dangerous. Like this is not alcohol.
It tastes like
at all.
It's great.
It tastes like a melted slushy that is still perfectly cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or think about one of the popsicle sticks that's melted.
Yeah, and you still it tastes cold. Like juice too. It's definitely juice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it's definitely juice. You can see like.
Suck it, Welch's. This is way better.
Like, you can see the glass, the way it sticks to it. You can see all the
good
flavor that's still stuck to it. Like, it's really packed in there.
It's crazy good.
This is way good. And this is probably up near 8%. That's what they usually are.
Yeah, I didn't look at that. Let me look real quick.
I have no control.
Boom.
Look at it. Wow, you guessed
on
8%. That spot on? That's pretty
yes,
good.
Sir. Who knows his
You've done this a time of 506.
It's wow, like he's had a beer or two.
Yeah.
We need to figure out how many beers we've done on... Cause we're at this
by episode 100, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, we're talking anywhere from 4 to...
7
We've had episodes with 9 beers, too. So
that's true?
Record. Oh, God. I remember but those.
We've even had episodes with 7 beers, and there's 3 of us, and... I'm pretty sure the listeners knew quite how we felt at the end of those episodes.
Yeah, I think it goes without
God
saying.
God damn,
like,
that was good.
It's
that
like three slurper. Yeah, you know, good. You take one, you suck it in. I love the feeling on my palate.
It's
like,
got a little bit of that
almost
sourness.
Sour.
Just a light bit that kicks you right
just
in.
Enough.
It's just enough. Thank you. It's just enough sour.
Yeah.
What?
Slurp.
There's a good balance.
Slurp.
I think that's honestly nice one of my favorite slushies I've had from them.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was very good.
But I am very excited about the next one.
I don't think I've ever been disappointed by this, slushies less.
There is one in this lineup that I am like goo goo for gaga all over. Like,
which one?
I made sure I got 3-4 packs. I could have got 4-4 packs if I had realized Mr. Dongo still had one on his allotment. That's on me. It's not on him because... He wasn't thinking that I was trying to just load up.
Put that hate on me, Ricky
Bobby.
Don't
you put that evil on me.
Fucking.
You take that back. You take that back. Don't you put that evil on me, Brewmaster dude.
So which one?
Nice
which
cape.
Is the one? He didn't say.
I'm going to say Pineapple Express.
When we get to it.
Oh, when you get to it. Okay, I missed that. Sorry. I'm going to guess it's the Pineapple Express one, just on the label alone.
Likewise.
Right.
There are some... of the slushies that I have not cared for.
Which one?
Was it the passion fruit or was it the guava one?
The passion
that's the same one. It was
yeah.
passion
yeah.
fruit,
yeah.
guava.
That one I did not care for.
It was different.
I really enjoyed their pink guava milkshake they made.
Yes.
That one was
yeah.
good. I still have
Ooh,
one of those in
sounds
my refrigerator.
Really good.
It's it delicious. It's
I might bring that to share with you tomorrow if I remember because I have
sure.
one left.
And sweet. I don't know if it was just the 4-pack that we had. But
It does happen. Austin has gotten a bad batch of beer from
well,
him.
It tasted like I was drinking salt water.
What was it? If I might interrupt real quick, take a peek at how full this can is. Here, you have to come up to it because I might spill.
Wowzers. Wow.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
I can sense its power.
It's literally almost just pouring out of the can like itself as soon as I open it.
The space between the top of the can is the distance that the can was before it broke open. It's that thin tin.
Barely.
Aluminum.
So this is the strawberry cough slushy?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't think I've had this.
This one is the strawberry cough slushy XL. The XL means it's like equivalent to like a double IPA for one of these.
Gotcha.
Just a little bit more
beef. And it's with strawberry, raspberry, and apricot. Or apricot, however
the
you
color
want
to. Is
I say apricot.
Beautiful.
I'm with you in apricot. Are you guys apricots or apricot?
Both.
I've always said apricots.
Okay, yeah.
Depends apricot. On the weather.
Really? I like apricot jam. Mm. Delicious.
Blaine and I have talked about it for a long time, though, that 450 needs to do more stuff involving strawberry. Because in the beginning, that wasn't a flavor that they tapped into very often.
Mm-mm. I don't know why the strawberry went to the wayside in all things.
I don't
things,
know.
I mean, strawberry.
They went so hard on the pineapple in the beginning, and I'm definitely not one to complain about that.
I'm going
to
ask
Pineapple's
a weird one.
Pineapple's very hot right now.
Yeah. I got to ask a weird one. Watermelon? Have they done a watermelon yet?
No.
You don't think so?
They haven't done one.
I haven't done one. No, yeah, that's what I'm asking.
But if they did, I think that'd be a hit.
Possible?
Here's the question, though. Is it real watermelon flavor or fake watermelon flavor?
I would prefer real.
Right.
But watermelon.
All of these are real
watermelon
fruit.
Tastes like water. Like, how are you going to.
Yes.
It has to be like super
sweet water.
It
doesn't really have
a sweet content.
I got to say, if you get a ripe enough watermelon that's like picked ripe, there is just a mouthful flavor coming with that. It's just really juicy and like over and like really.
Grainy, kind of, too.
Just I guess kind of brainy, but like just. It's like you're drinking it while you're eating it. It's so moist and just full of juice. But
speaking
like
of drinking,
when you get a proper one, it's just money.
Like I just slid that in there.
That's great.
Thank you, sir.
Go for the head.
Thank you.
Should have gone for the head.
Click, click.
All right. This is hazy.
Smells like hazy. My jar of Smuckers at home.
It smells amazing.
It kind of smells like strawberry jam.
That's what I just said. It smells like my jar of Smuckers at home.
Oh, okay. I got you.
This reminds me that yesterday I was eating fresh strawberries, and I had one probably almost like two ping pong balls connected together.
Whoa.
It was huge.
Jeez.
And somebody brought in dirt pudding, so I was dipping my strawberries in dirt pudding. Oh, and it was... Dude.
That is life.
Perfect combination.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was so good. And these strawberries were like perfect, fresh, juicy strawberries, too. So
mutant strawberries.
So let's dive in, shall we?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo.
What is life? Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
That's the best
God
one. That's
damn.
The best one that they've
this
ever
is
done.
Not beer.
Yeah.
It's
that has no
juice.
It's drinking juice.
It's more than beer.
It's
yeah.
Where
it's
the evolving.
Hell, where is the 8% alcohol content hiding?
This is what you drink.
Can't find it.
Apparently,
when
it's
you want beer, but you also want wine.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This is the wino's beer.
I want a beer, but I'm gonna be pinkies out classy.
Bing.
Stay classy, Lafayette.
God damn, this is wonderful.
Oh, this is better than the first one I had about a week ago.
They did a jam series a while ago, and this is definitely tastes like those did.
Oh, yeah.
You jamming?
I'm jamming.
Jam.
Don't
I'm jammed.
I really like that dessert series they did, too.
Cram.
And they had the pies and all that. What was it? Blueberry pie? That
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
I saw those releases.
Well.
Did you guys try those?
Oh, yeah.
Did it have the kind of the crust?
God,
yes.
That was good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It was like the pie was melting in your mouth.
I wasn't so much of a fan of them, but I enjoyed like what it was, but it just wasn't like something I felt like
not
I needed
to
come back
to. Well,
to.
A lot for
it was pie. It tasted like
yeah,
pie.
It tasted like pie, but
absolutely phenomenal.
I was eating it. I was like, man, I can't wait for one of these like, you know, that apple pie one or
here's
this
how
cherry
much,
pie
here's how
one.
Much it tasted like pie. He said he was eating the beer that he was drinking. Yeah.
I really want them to do a rhubarb.
That is
one.
Real spicy. Oh, that would be amazing. See, now you're thinking. That's rhubarb. Good flavor.
It's so good. Just even fresh. Just cut it straight out of the yard and chew on it. It's so good.
Hell yeah.
And you can grow it here in Indiana.
Yes, it does. It does, actually.
There's more than corn.
Yes.
Rhubarb jam.
In sadness.
We're on jams today for some reason.
Dude.
We're jamming.
Start pouring this next verse.
I'm also burping, apparently. Sorry, guys.
The Pineapple Express.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Slushy XL. It's a very good movie. And it is just straight pineapple.
It used to be my night-night movie.
Yep.
Pineapple Express.
My night-night movie was Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, my God. For a long time, me too.
Mine was Where's Your Car, Dude?
Man on Fire.
God, that's my favorite movie of all time.
Mine was My Cousin
Denzel
Vinny.
And Vin Diesel, right?
That's fire.
No, it's just Denzel and Dakota
Fire
Fanning.
Denzel, Dakota Fanning, and it has...
and they're both playing like six characters apiece. Like, they're the only actors in it.
Whoa.
I'm making that up.
No.
But it also has fire, Christopher Walken.
What am I thinking of that...
And Mark Anthony.
Was it Ring of Fire? There was a
Ring
Vin Diesel movie that was something fire.
No.
No, that's...
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying...
Man Apart. There you go. See?
No.
It's like all these movies of fire and stuff. I thought you were about to say Reign of Fire. I was like, no, that's Christian Bale.
No, yeah, we're not
doing
that.
With the dragons.
Dragons. And Gerard Butler.
By the way, I'm enjoying your guys' recaps on the Game of Thrones.
We're having a lot of fun with it.
I've been wanting to jump on one of those episodes because I have a lot to say.
I cannot wait for your
conversation. I haven't seen the second episode of 8 yet.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just going to be so much. Like, I feel like there's so much death and sadness
coming.
Damn,
I need to come hang out with you more.
Like,
especially the day it came out, I watched it
three times. They are going to get us tomorrow.
Mm. I'm still getting caught up, so blame my wife because I do.
I was proud of myself. I got caught up right as season 8 started, so I finished the last episode of 7.
Your first watch.
My first watch all the way through.
Hardcore.
Got there right on time.
That's like there was a dude who works for Jimmy Kimmel who did that. He had never seen Game of Thrones. Jimmy Kimmel put him in a room and made him binge the entire series leading up to Game of Thrones, and they filmed it.
That's a lot. That's a lot of time.
Yeah. He's like, I don't think you're supposed to watch all this in one setting. My brain hurts.
So much death and sadness.
Ugh.
There's just so much that
and
happens.
And titties.
True.
Yeah.
And some infested wieners.
The things we do for love.
That's the best word I could come up with. I'm sorry.
Hodor's has the best wiener, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they had to let us know that he has a venereal disease.
Yeah, too much.
Like
too much.
Every time J.K. Rowling, jumps in, just like, did you know?
That this is how I felt about this character when I was writing them, and this is my headspace. Right. And I'm like, oh, what?
If anything,
one of my favorite J.K. Rowling memes is she tweets out that you, the reader, were gay all along.
Really?
The memes that come from that are just astounding.
I didn't know.
I'm dreading the day when I wake up and J.K. Rowling sends the tweet like, Nick, sad to tell you, man, you were gay the whole time.
I'm calling on you now to tell you the truth.
We're all going
to
get that tweet.
I didn't know.
Eventually.
Eventually, one day, everyone is going
to
get that tweet.
I'm like space.
Samesies.
From Madam Rowling.
Everyone, respectively.
I'm going to lose it if that last beer is green. I know it's not going to be, but is there a green beer?
We had a green beer.
We had a green beer. It was a key lime pie by Two Toms.
Key lime pie.
Ooh.
And it tasted like I was drinking key lime pie. It was great.
Oh, man.
I thought I was going to sit at that booth and just get wasted.
I'm really disappointed.
Which was dangerous
because
I drove us there.
That sounds beautiful.
Again, you can't see through it. Hazy. Super hazy.
It's beautiful yellow, though. Yee.
We're doing a cheers.
Yep.
Cheers.
It looks just like a pineapple.
Cheers, everybody.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's like drinking a pineapple juice out the can.
Yeah.
Yep. This is the one I got 3 packs of.
Ah, nice. I see why. I know now why at the beginning of your show there's the juicy. This is the juicy.
This is the juicy.
Mm.
Mm.
But yeah, this I had last year and it was just.
It's almost as juicy as those shorts girls used to wear that said it.
Hmm?
What?
The juicy shorts. You don't remember those?
Oh, yeah, I remember juicy shorts.
Yeah, it's almost that juicy.
Girls used to wear those juicy shorts
all
the time.
That juicy on the butt?
Oh.
It said juicy on the butt.
It was
mostly girls that didn't have butts that wore them.
You're like, it's not as juicy as you think.
I'm a fan of juice. Yes. Yeah, this is phenomenal.
This one's great. Yeah.
I don't know how we're gonna pick what our favorite one of the episode is.
I've already been like considering it as I've been.
I've already
going
picked
along.
Mine.
We still have one more to go.
I played rock paper scissors with myself. But after everyone,
I had this one. Just this
decide
was
which one's the best.
Yeah, that or flip a coin.
Okay, I like both of those options. Both those options are great.
The Pineapple Express was released last year for last year's 420, but it was just a straight Pineapple Express. This one's an XL, so they doubled it up this year for the release. And when I saw it as their when they announced that this was one of their cans, I was like, I am buying every single one I can.
Absolutely.
I remember
like, I am loading up as
I remember
much as
tasting
possible.
That last year, and the first couple that I had were not very good.
Hmm.
So I don't know what had happened in the transition from 450 to my mouth, but they were not
a hairless
good.
Journey.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Did you let it set?
I see Alex Buckles has made it.
Oh. So the people that I got it from had let it sit, and it was just not good.
Oh.
Ah.
But I've had a few since then, and every one of them has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. Well, it's time for the final beer.
The final beer. I saved the dessert for last.
There can only be one.
Last but not least.
But not least. This is the half-baked brownies.
Ooh.
Called Half Baked Brownies Imperial Milk Stout with chocolate, vanilla, and brownie mix.
Oh my gosh!
And for those of you not familiar with the Imperial, which means it's
ready.
More of a makes it's more heavy, beefy
thickness,
and it's gonna and the flavors and the alcohol are just gonna be a lot more pulled up and prominent.
Nice. Looking forward to it. Love your shirt, by the way. Oh my gosh!
Thank you, sir.
Carnage.
Is it Carnage?
It is Carnage.
Very nice.
First, we've taken the dinner. Spider-Man 361. Yeah, I know that on my head. I'm stupid like that.
I like that.
I'm stupid like that. I don't know why.
Look what's inside.
We're gonna have a guest drinker for this one too.
Ooh,
Dr. Dongo.
You have to stop, Tyler.
Hold on.
Just stop.
Bump, bump, bump.
It's like, I'm gonna come in here like Randy Savage or something.
Sorry, I'm gonna trade out. I'm gonna still drink though.
All right.
You took away the pop filter.
Pop.
Tardation.
We got a substitution.
We have a substitution.
Tagging people.
He has been tagged in.
What's up? I'm Dick.
Legal substitution.
Tag team.
I'm still Godfather.
Remember that time I told you not to get on the stage, Blaine?
Oh, shit. He's activating the detonator.
He done messed up.
Ejector seat.
What have you done?
I've got a thermal detonator.
Dog, he's sitting 3 feet from you. Do not blow him
You're
up.
You're gonna see you, Buckles. No, I can already tell this is gonna be like thick coming out.
Two C's.
Three C's.
Thick. Three C's and two K's?
Dummy
Don't
thick and nothing
K
more.
You want it to be extra thick, but it can't be a K. That's what
makes it so thick, is there's
no K. No K,
all C. Thick. And nothing more.
Thick.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's actually got
Thank
a
Thank you guys for bearing with
can.
Us out in the crowd.
It almost
we
looks like a brownie
you,
in a glass.
All of you, you beautiful folks. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm talking to you, Alex. You wonderful man.
He's out there
Boy.
Screaming, witness me.
Alex Buckles out in the crowd. One of the main characters in the Dungeons with Dudes D&D campaign.
One of the bros of Barovia.
Barovia bros, yep.
Nice.
We've traveled through the Death House. We saw a vampire. Did we burn the church down? No, we didn't burn the church down. We talked about burning the church down.
We don't know if it's burnt down, but it might be.
We murdered a kid.
Well, there's that.
Cool story, bro.
It was a vampire kid.
He deserved it.
He would
That's
have
legit.
Bit us, maybe.
For being a child.
If he ever got
out
of
you know, he was already like 500.
That was, we boot stomped a vampire
a child
person.
We could have a whole lot of fun
Wait,
doing
was
like
Was it a
badly
kid or was
explained.
It just a young man? Because that priest was old. And it was just his son. It didn't say whether or not he was a kid.
Let me say this. A child is not born a monster. A child is created a monster.
I mean,
so think about
you got
that
bit by a vampire.
A vampire child.
What kind of sick bastard goes around, a 300-year-old vampire goes around biting kids?
Yeah.
Blah. Someone that's hungry.
Young.
A one, a two, a bite you.
It's literally just Count Chocula.
Not Count. He makes my favorite cereal.
Wait, he's a monster.
It's not as good as it used to be.
I know, man. I kind of feel like Booberry is better.
Oh, goodness.
I've always had a weakness for
The Count Chocula.
See, I don't like chocolate syrup.
Count Chocula is good.
I don't know. I like the Count from Sesame Street.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's one. Amazing with numbers.
A two.
He's all really good right. with kids, too.
He's actually my accountant.
Cheers.
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 Nice pun.
Ooh, yes.
We're dad joking it up.
Oh, my
here.
Lord.
That is delicious.
That's I just good. Die and go to heaven.
I just drink brownie batter.
Yeah, I just it drank some like brownie batter.
Mm. Yep.
See, so that pie one we were talking about earlier, it's like that.
Nate, do you need to sit down? Because you look like you do.
He looks a little hazy over there.
We didn't notice, but he was standing, and then he took the sip, and it brought him down.
It took him to his knees.
It brought him to his knees.
He's like, oh, I need to sit down.
He sunk right down in the couch.
This is
very chocolatey. It's beefy, thick.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
It's everything I wanted.
Very full of flavor.
One thing
I told you.
Nate says no.
They just down the drain.
One thing
cup.
I appreciate is you have this broad flavor profile, and a lot of the stouts that I've had, not necessarily all from 450, but you have a complex flavor profile, and then it just tastes burnt. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
or
like really
over-roasted.
Really strong dark chocolate or really dark roasted coffee, but it was just a little bit too long. But this is fantastic. I can't complain at all.
This is good. Like, I can get the like the brownie mix flavor to it, which gives it a very brownie-ish stuff. I feel like it could have like used a little more like maybe like some lactose in it to really pull up like the sweetness.
To lighten it up. Just a little
lighten
bit.
It up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I can see that.
I'm really digging
it,
though.
Good, man.
Really so was kind of like dipping a spoon in batter and taking a bite.
It's time. It's that time again.
Boys.
It is that time.
Boys. We're,
boom. Ew. All right, we've come to the part where we try to decide which of the beers was our favorite. Does anybody know what's going to be?
The strawberry, for sure.
Agreed.
Strawberry, yeah, agreed. Too, also, as well.
It was just tasted like that jam. Just,
when it was so different.
Yeah.
It had a really good mouth feel.
All I the mouth feels.
So much feels.
The Sour Diesel was also really good. It caught me off guard how good it was.
Oh, yeah.
It caught me off guard, too.
That Pineapple Express just, did as well. I wasn't expecting so much pineapple kick with it. But, I mean, they really did nail that. But I have to agree with the strawberry right cough. One,
damn.
That was
strawberry
my favorite
cough
as well.
Strawberry surprised me.
Favorite all around.
I can't decide. Like, I'm super biased towards the Pineapple Express. Fair. But I don't want to say that because I want to pick something that's not what I already came in expecting to really enjoy and knowing I would. But for the ones I hadn't tried, like I had the strawberry about a week ago. I had it, and it wasn't that good. So this shows it's getting even better with age. So I almost want to say that too because it was so good. But the trichomes, I hadn't had that, and that was so good and so smooth
it
for
was.
Being a triple. Yeah. For yeah. being a triple, double dry hop, triple IPA. That means like when that I hear that, I'm expecting to be really heavy and just overwhelming my palate and just being this thick, heavy flavor on my mouth. But instead, it was like packed full of flavor, but it was really light and easy to drink. So
that was
like really, really good.
That was
really
10% boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
10.5%. And I didn't even taste it. That didn't even taste like 10.5%.
I'm not even going to lie, when it was first brought up and you were telling the alcohol volume and all that, it was just like, oh, man, like this is going to be one of those super hardy guys. I agree with that. I was nervous for a second. I was like, man, I'm kind of scared. Like, this sounds like a big
getting
boy.
Getting all shaky up there, like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do I want to get into this right now? Like guys, I'm scared.
Yeah, all in all, though, I think also the half-baked one surprised me. Like, it was thicker than it was expecting. But if I wouldn't have drank the other five first, that would have been the winner for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the chocolatey thing.
The half-baked brownie was definitely my favorite. I was sitting there savoring it. It was definitely my favorite.
Did you finally
if you notice
it?
When I'm on, I try to save, like, the dessert styles for last.
I like that. I like that style, you know?
You gotta have the meal before you can have dessert, you know?
Yeah, so we had our main course, then we had our like my jellies and stuff that would go with the toast to do with it.
We basically like went through breakfast
and then we finished it up with some brownies for desserts.
Where do you find these guys?
It's just like you eat a little bit of actual food and then it's just a bunch of desserts.
Yeah, totally. That's what that sounded like.
That's okay. I'm okay
biscuits.
With that.
Actually, so much that biscuits. Strawberry reminded me of this strawberry jam my aunt makes that it was just amazing. It tastes like you're eating dessert.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will say that I'm probably the only one here to say it. If they ever do a strawberry rhubarb, I want no part of it.
Really?
I am not a strawberry rhubarb guy.
Well, interesting. You're done for today, then.
You have been ejected from the council.
That's oddly specific.
Get out.
Your watch has ended.
He just went flying off.
I
think you just lost your dudeness.
It's just the tart of the strawberry rhubarb. I just can't get down with it. Nope, not my style.
Teach their own.
On the next episode of Brews with Dudes, everyone beats Kerrigan's ass.
With rhubarb.
It'll be
with
fun.
With rhubarb.
Don't you miss the next episode.
Rhubarb beat down.
We're going to switch him so hard with that.
Mm. Oh,
because it comes
fun,
in
man.
Shoots so you can actually get
I just
rhubarb.
Have a feeling I'm going to walk through the door one day, and I'm just going to get hit with a huge-ass bag of rhubarb.
You're going to be rhubarbed.
I'm going to be rhubarb, and then you guys are going to chuck strawberries at me like they're stones, and I'm going to be like, what the hell?
They're going to make laws for how much rhubarb
I'm going to glue strawberries to a baseball bat.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
it's going to look way worse than it already is.
Oh, man.
No, you make a baseball bat out of strawberry. You tape this. It up really good so the whole thing just explodes.
Is that bad?
Yes.
All right. This seems like a perfect time to wrap it up.
Sure.
Beating each other with strawberry bats.
And that's just beginning.
You just wish you could do it.
That's how I make my strawberry juice.
No, we're not going. We're not going back.
We're preserves,
guys.
We can't backtrack. Jesus. We're already too far. All
right.
Damn it. It's a strawberry jam.
Thank you.
Thank everyone, but Austin.
The strawberry cram.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone, LaughCon 5, for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time on another episode of Brews
with Dudes. Yeet.